Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Hello and welcome, it's Life's Essentials with Prem Rawat. Today's episode is called Today Carries a Message for You. And in this episode, Prem talks about the gift of life. Are you willing to open this gift? Today has a message for you. What will you do when you're feeling down? Learn to feed the good wolf with clarity. For more information, head over to www.premrawat.com and enjoy the show. This podcast is brought to you thanks to Udo's Oil, made with your health in mind. www.udoschoice.com and www.theudo.com. That's theudo.com.
Hello, 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 everyone. I hope you're all well. And, under the circumstances, I hope you're taking this in stride one day at a time. That's all you can do, one step at a time, one day at a time, one moment at a time. That's such a befitting pattern to life, to take things one step at a time. Yes, we have the capacity to plan for tomorrow. Yes, we have capacity to remember yesterday. But we also have a capacity to understand what today is all about. We also have the fantastic capacity to understand what now is all about. And unless we bring that into play, that capacity that we have to understand what now is all about, what today is all about, the planning for tomorrow is going to be fairly pointless. And the yesterdays would have gone and will be gone. But today, this moment, carries a message for you. And that message is very profound. This message is very simple. And that message is very clear. And that message is all about be, exist. Enjoy. And not the enjoyment of this world, not the enjoyment that people usually talk about, yeah, let's go to the beach, or let's go do this, or let's go do that. But enjoyment that comes from within you. The enjoyment that is all about your existence. The enjoyment that is all about you being alive. The enjoyment that comes from understanding what it is that this moment brings to you. Is this life, is this existence a gift? It's only a gift if you realize that it is a gift. If you realize, if you're willing to accept this gift, if you're willing to take this gift, if you're willing to open this gift, then it's a gift. Otherwise, it means nothing. I mean, so many people before you and so many people after you would have come in this world and would have gone. And what difference would it make? Another person? You know, these days everything is about statistics. And every morning that I wake up, I go to this one website, and it's called Worldometer. And I go to that website, and it's just got all these numbers. It's got numbers for all the people that are born, all the people that are dying, all the people, everything. And then it's got all the information about coronavirus. And I look at those numbers, and it's like, yes, those numbers represent all these human lives. But are they truly representative of what really is going on? Lives that are at stake. You know, say, oh yeah, so many people died and they, you know, they were above this age and they died. That's really sad. It is sad. Because there will be a whole generation that'll grow up without that wisdom and that knowledge that the grandparents impart to their children. I mean, that's so valuable. That is so important. Somebody to be there to tell them that's the way it is. That it's okay. It's okay when something happens that they didn't plan on happening. It wasn't part of their little plan. You know, a lot of times the parents, they don't have the time. But the grandparents do have the time. And that wisdom gets passed on generation to generation to generation to generation. And this is the value, not the numbers, but the value of each person who is around the life. Because one of those numbers, maybe it's in thousands, but it represents a human being. It represents you, it represents me. It represents truly the meaning that this breath comes into that person, that they are given an opportunity to exist, they're given an opportunity to thrive. And I'm saying all these things to you because I think once in a while we have got to get our head out of the sand like an ostrich and look around us and look at the reality that exists. Look at the beauty that exists. Because the terrible things are happening. Some world leaders really missed the boat. They really missed the boat. They saw the storm coming and they did nothing about it. That till it was too late. And terrible penalty, terrible chaos, terrible fiasco. But even in that fiasco, you gotta pull your head out of the sand and look at what's real.
I'm Keza McDonald.
And I'm Ellie Gibson.
And this is our new show, Extra Life.
It's basically us talking to funny people about video games.
When I was a kid, it was Grand Theft Auto.
The Sinclair ZX Spectrum.
We talk about the games people remember from when they were kids and what they're playing now.
Guitar Hero.
The Last of Us 2.
Combat on the Atari 2600.
No, I love Pokemon.
Anyway, find us anywhere you get your podcasts.
Extra Life.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
What is real? What is beautiful? What is good? Because you have those two wolves in you. A good wolf and the bad wolf. And they fight. Which wolf is going to win? It's obvious, the one you feed. If in this situation you are feeding the bad wolf is going to win. And believe me, when the bad wolf wins, it's going to make your life miserable. And that would be a tragedy on top of a tragedy. But if you feed the good wolf, what does the good wolf live on? The good wolf lives on kindness. The good wolf lives on clarity. The good wolf lives on joy, of fulfillment. And these are the things that are fed to that wolf. It'll become strong. And then it wouldn't be a tragedy on top of a tragedy. It'll be something good. Something would have been learned. Something would have been understood. There's a saying, you know, when you're down, pick something up. You're so close to it, pick something up. And I agree with that. When you're down, pick something up. Understand. It's always been a case of when is the time of the bad? You must have prepared for that bad time when the times are good. To prepare for the bad times, you must prepare them when the times are good. And the question becomes, did you? Did you prepare when the times were good? Or were you just out there going, yes, you know, everything is great, nothing bad will ever happen, look at our... This is what happens so many times in civilizations, and this wouldn't be the first time that at the apex of this civilization, at the crescendo, people lost. People got into... Oh my God, we are so powerful, we are this, we are that, I mean, nothing bad can happen. Everybody, about virtual reality. Well, try virtual reality now. I wish you could. Because this reality is not very good. Some virtual reality might be good. What is it? How is that going to help the human condition? That's why I keep pointing to people. People always kept telling me, you know, what about this? What about that? And I'm like, wait. You are a human being. You know, we've been not, relatively speaking, we haven't really, as this modern man, this modern human being, we haven't been around for that long. We haven't even sorted things out yet. We're still living in a very antique world. We may think we are living in this modern, you know, 2020 and all of these technologies and all that, but the reality of it is that women still don't, in our society, don't have equal space. And that's unimaginable. Not so long ago, just a few years ago, and I know that there are countries like India, which I'm sure that this is going on there right now, that they don't want mixed marriages. There's nothing to do with love. But it's like, no, that person can get married to that, even though the society has changed dramatically, but it has such a long way to change. There are people, and there are people of LGBT community, and that are having to fend off so much hate. And we're not accepting them as who they are, as human beings. And the society still remains dramatically divided. dramatically divided. I know there are shows on television where they show people hoarding things. And they've got so many things. I mean, you can't walk into their living room and they've been hoarding and hoarding and hoarding and hoarding. But what do you think some of these corporations have been doing? When they hoard money, they're tapped on the back. Oh, you are doing really good. But all they're doing is hoarding money. Look how that person became so successful. Well, maybe that person, what they have, they took from somebody. You know, this is when there's corruption, this is what happens. That it is taken away from some poor person's mouth, the food is taken. We produce so much and waste even more. This is the society that we have created for ourselves. It is time, truly, to reflect on this, to understand, what do we want? Do we want to be divided up, or do we want to be united as human beings on the face of this earth? Do we want to have a world which feels safer and safer and safer, or do we want a world that feels more dangerous and more dangerous and more dangerous? The answers to these questions, my friends, lies in your heart, in the heart of all human beings. These are not some exceptional ideas that have come up in 2020. These are the ideas that have been around for a very, very long time. In fact, as long as there have been societies in this world. A desire to be free, a desire to move forward, desire to be progressive, and desire to be united and working for the betterment of all mankind. The world we create today is the world which we'll reflect upon tomorrow. And the day after that, and the day after that, and the day after that. Whether you like it or not, you are the architects of tomorrow. But believe me, you will never be able to understand what tomorrow is all about if you have no idea what today is all about. You will not be able to understand the value of yesterday if you don't understand the value of today. Tomorrow will remain a mystery if today is a mystery to you. And so this is the time. This is the time to take a step, to look inside, not to ponder about the uncertainty, but to ponder about the certainty that we can bring. It is time to unite like we have never united before. And more importantly than the rest of the whole world, we need to be united with ourselves. We cannot be two, we cannot be three, we cannot be four. We need to be one within ourselves too. We need to know who we are. We need to understand who we are so that we can move forward and make this world a better place for everyone. That we understand the meaning of mankind. Mankind. Kindness for all human beings across the world. So, thank you very much. I'll talk to you later. I hope you give this some thought. And most importantly, be safe, be well, and be.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. If you want to learn more about what Prem Rawat talks about, he offers a practical online course called Peak to help you understand and experience personal peace. Go to premrawat.com and click on Peak.
My name is Pete Ellison. This is Dave Cribb.
Hello, and we do a podcast called Friends with Friends, as you might have guessed from the music that's playing underneath, which is a sort of lo-fi rendition of the Friends theme tune for rights reasons. We get a different guest on every week on our podcast to talk about their favourite episode of Friends.
And we look through it in excruciating detail. We pick through levels of plots like no one has ever done before.
So if you like Friends or just listening to people talking, which are both valid activities, do look us up on the old podcast apps. Than that. Friends with Friends, and we're on Twitter at FriendsWF.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.